in the Norland Library at CU in the Center for British and Irish Studies, which I'm not sure which floor it's on. I don't have that in front of me, so ask at the library. Again, that's September 24th from 4 to 7, the program will include some refreshments, and then the one-woman play by Robin Lloyd, and then there'll be time for some discussion afterwards. So come and celebrate the 100th anniversary of the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. This was an organization founded as an anti-war organ and social justice organization in 1915, at the start of World War I. Also, before the exhibit, before the performance, there is also an exhibit at Norland Library featuring, because the Wilf International's archives are here at Norland Library, thanks to former Professor Elise Boulding. And so there, the library is having an exhibit featuring some photographs and information about Wilf and the founding members of Wilf. And so that there will be a tour of the exhibit with some local Wilf members starting at 3 o'clock on September 24th, before the performance by Robin Lloyd. And the exhibit is installed near the east entrance of Norland Library, and again, that will start at 3, and then you can head upstairs to the Center for British and Irish Studies at 4 o'clock to see the One Woman Show by Robin Lloyd. Well, it's 2 minutes after 7 o'clock, and you are listening to community-powered radio, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, at 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Nederland, and online at kgnu.org. We were just hearing a little bit of music in the background there from a group called La Bottine Souriante. Hopefully we'll hear a little more from them in the show. And my name's Leslie Lomas, bringing you Shelter Gale this evening. And we're going to start out with some local performers' music by Jesse Burns and Michael Reshetnik from their CD, Iced. Actually, I'm not 100% sure if Jesse Burns is still in the area, but Michael certainly is. And by the way, if you want to hear some cool Irish music, you can always stop down to the Sunday Irish session. Thing starts at 7 at Connor O'Neill's here in Boulder. At any rate, here is some tunes from their CD called Iced.
Thank you. are a-crowing, daylight is appearing, it's drawing nigh to the break of day. Arise, my darling, out of your slumber. Arise, my darling, and come away. And when he came to his true love's window, he kneeled low down upon a stone, and through the window he whispered softly, "Arise, my darling, and let me in." Oh, who is that is at my window? Oh, and who is that gives me no rest? 'Tis I, a poor wounded lover, who fain would speak with you, love, a while. Oh, go away then and ask your daddy if he would have you, my bride, to be. And if he says no, then return and tell me, for this is the last time I will trouble thee. Oh, my Danda, he is in his bedchamber, he is fast asleep on his bed of ease, and in his pocket there lies a letter, which reads, "Much a darling, unto your dispraise." Oh, what dispraise can he do unto me? A faithful husband to you I'll be, and what other neighbors have round their house? The same, my darling, you will have with me. Oh, go away then and ask your mammy if she would have you, my bride, to be. And if she says no, then return and tell me, for this is the last time I will trouble thee. Oh, my mamma, she is an old age woman, and scarce can hear love a word I'd say. But she bids you go, love, and court some other, for I'm not a fitting love your bride to be. Oh, I will go unto the wild mountains, where I'll see nothing but the wild deer, and I'll eat nothing but the wild hares, and I'll drink nothing but my true love's tears. If the killyboyne it were mine in the chorus, and the green fields they were mine and wide, if my pen were made of the temperate steel shore, my true love's praises I could never write.
I drew my ship into the harbor. I drew it up where my true love lay. I drew it close by into her window to listen what my love did say. Who's there that knocks loud at my window? Who knocks so loud?
slowly, slowly came she down. But before she got her door unlocked, her true love had both come and gone. He's brisk and broad, he's far away. He's far. Have made him quite forget his aim.
Many ships ferry in the harbor, many roads wind across the hill, and many roses blow on the arbor. Many's the girl waits for me there still. Oh, swiftly come tides returning, swiftly go then and will not stay. There is no boatman can net the morning. There is no boatman can net the day. Fish run deep, oh, they run so deeply, I cannot find them in the sea. The lonely road climbs the hills so steeply, I'll lie me down there and take my ease. Oh, swiftly come tides returning, swiftly go then and will not stay. There is no boatman can net the morning. There is no boatman can net the day. That blooms, blows its petals over, and the thorns lie along the bough. The girls are gone now to a different. returning swiftly, go then and will not stay. There is no boatman can at the morning. There is no boatman can at the day. Oh, I will build me a boat of silver, steer it with a gold. And I will row out of this sad harbor and never sail back to this dark shore. For swiftly come all the tides returning, swiftly go then and will not stay. There is no boatman can at the morning. There is no boatman can at the day. There is no boatman can at the morning. There is no
the unmistakable voice of Gordon Bach finishing up that set there. Let's see. That was the song Boat of Silver from his CD Schooners. And let me explain what that set was about before I fill you in on all the details. It's my Earworm of the Month set, and because I was thinking the earworm was... the song we heard by, was the second song, that was Shirley Collins singing I Drew My Ship. And when I was in the car the other day, I was listening to this Gordon Bach CD, and I realized that the earworm actually came from that song, where part of the tune is really similar to I Drew My Ship, and so I kept singing that, and... at any rate, so I did so, and then, well, before that, the song we heard before that was The Cocks Are Crowing by the Voice Squad, which is a version of that same song. So I did that, and then when I played that Gordon Bach CD, and I realized, oh, that's where it came from. So I thought I'd add that Gordon Bach song. So anyway, that was my Earworm of the Month set. We started out with a tune by Jesse Burns and Michael Reshetnik. Let's see, what do we hear? I believe it was, yes, Katie's Wedding, and their CD is called Iced. And then we heard the Voice Squad. Their CD is called Hollywood. The song is called The Cocks Are Crowing. The Voice Squad consisted of Phil Gallery, Fran McPhail, and Jerry Cullen, and they did a couple of just wonderful CDs. I got to check, see if they've done anything new lately. Then we heard Shirley Collins. I have it on a box set called Within Sound, and we heard I Drew My Ship. And then we heard a tune from La Bottine Souriante. This is a Quebecois-Irish band. That little piece that we heard right after Alternative Radio was also the Bottine Souriante. The CD is called Je Voudrais Changer de Chapeau. I would like to change my hat. And the two tunes we heard were called, let's see if I can... pronounce it, Le Rêve de Cato Tremblay, a dream about something, I'm not sure. And what we heard at the beginning was the number one version of that, and then we heard the number two version of that. I kind of didn't realize when I was picking the tunes, but I liked both those tunes, and they, so that's what they turned out to be. And then at the end there we heard from Gordon Bach the song called Boat of Silver, and the CD is called Schooners. You are listening to Sheltigale on your volunteer-powered community radio, KGNU, and we have a ticket giveaway. So, let's see. Okay, let me tell you all about it. It's for the Young Dubliners. They'll be at the Oriental Theater in Denver. Don't have the exact address here, but at any rate, the Oriental Theater in Denver. It's this Friday, August 28th. Doors open at 7. The show's at 8:30. It's an all-ages show. These will be guestless tickets, so I think that means you don't have to come in and actually pick up an actual pair of tickets. The Young Dubliners is an American rock band formed in Los Angeles in 1988. Their style of music has come to be called Celtic rock for the fusion of Irish traditional instruments and music with modern rock. More information about the show is available at, and here's the website, all one word, theorientaltheater.com. That's theorientaltheater.com. We do ask that you be a KGNU listener member and that you not have won anything else in the last 30 days. If you're not a KGNU member, you are invited to become one now. Now, I want you to wait till the music starts so that I can answer the phone when you call in. So let me just get the next set started here. Oh, I have got a set about things flying, and we're going to start with the Clancy Brothers singing Lowlands about the emigration of what came to be called the people that came to be called the wild geese. So we'll start with the Clancy Brothers. When the music starts, you can call me here at, let me make sure I give you the right number here. It's the Air Studio, 303-442-4242. Let me repeat the information. It's the Young Dubliners. It's the Oriental Theater in Denver this Friday, August 28th. Doors open at 7. Show starts at 8:30 p.m. And we do ask that you be a KGNU member and not have won anything in the last 30 days. And if you are not a KGNU member, you can certainly become one. So that number is 303-442-4242. I'll take the first caller, but wait till the music starts playing. Here are the Clancy Brothers with Lowlands.
We sailed out of Dunmore, Michaelmas gone by, cowhides and wool and a cargo. 20 young wild geese, ready fledged to fly, sailing for the lowlands low. Church of Crow, Peary keeps log for his father. Crow all from Bannow, feathered and the hook, sailing for the lowlands low.
The lowlands low, the lowlands low, sailing for the lowlands low.
Ready with priming, we'd our galley had gone, musket and pikes in good order. We should be ridden, captives would be none, death or else the lowlands low.
The lowlands low, the lowlands low, death or else the lowlands low.
A pirate approached us many leagues from shore. We fought and we sunk him in good order.
wondering no more, sailing for the lowland low.
The lowland low, the lowland low, sailing for the lowland low.
We smuggled out the wild geese, put them safe ashore. Then we unloaded our cargo. A fair wind is blowing, we're headed for Dunmore, sailing from the lowland low. The lowland low, the lowland low, sailing from the lowland low. The lowland low, the lowland low, sailing from the lowland low.
I never wanted to fly high. I was too fond of walking, so when you said you'd touch the sky, thought it was your way of talking, and then you said you'd build some wings. You found out how it could be done, but I was doubtful of everything. I never thought you'd reach the sun. But you're so clever with your hands, I'd watch you for hours with the glue and the rubber band, the feathers and the lace and flowers and the finished wings that glowed so bright, like some bird of glory I began to envy you your flight. Like some old hero's story. And you tried to get me to go with you. You tried always to dare me, but I looked at the sky so blue. I thought the height would scare me, but I carried your wings for you. Up the path and to the cliff face, kissed you goodbye and watched your eyes. Already bright with sunlight. And it was so grand at the start to watch you soaring higher, but there was a pain deep in my heart. Your wings seemed tipped with fire, like some seagull or a lark, soaring forever, or some ember or some spark, drifting from earth to heaven. But then I believed all that you'd said. I believed all that you told me. You'd do a thing no man had ever done. You touched the stars to please me, and then I saw your white wings fail. I saw your feathers falter and watched you drop like a ball of gold into the wide green water. Now some are born to fly high. Some are born to follow, and some are born to touch the sky. And some walk in a hollow, but as I watched your body fall, I knew really you had won, for your grave was not the earth, but the reflection of the sun.
That was the voice of Martin Simpson. It's from a compilation called Troubadours of British Folk, Volume 3. The song is called Icarus. And we started that set with the Clancy Brothers from an old album of theirs called Clancy Brothers Sing of the Sea. Not available in any kind of digital format. I had it on an old tape that I got from somebody made from something. So if the sound was a little bit icky, that's why. But this was this sort of, it's all because of that song Icarus, which I'm just crazy about. And somehow I got all these things about birds, like Lowlands Low, which is about the wild geese, the emigrants. And so we started there with the Clancy Brothers. Then we heard from Culcannon. It's called Diore and Pedals and Wheels from their album The Life of Riley's Brother. And then finished up there with Martin Simpson singing Icarus from The Troubadours of British Folk, which is, well, this is volume 3, so there must be at least 2 other volumes. It's a really nice collection. A lot of times compilations are not so great, but this is a really nice one. At any rate, you are listening to Celtigale, the KGNU's weekly program of Celtic music. My name's Leslie. And thanks, we did have a winner for that ticket giveaway. And here's some more mother concerts coming up this week. I'll make an announcement about this one. Again, the Young Dubliners at the Oriental Theater in Denver, Friday, August 28th, doors open at 7. And let's see what else is going on. The Stubby Shillelaghs will be playing at the Big Beaver Brewing Company in Loveland at 7 p.m. on August 29th. Chancers Hooley will, let's see, at the State Brewing Company in Littleton at 7 p.m. also on the 29th. And let's see, Kevin Dooley will be playing with his trio, Eric Drobny and Steve Mullins. And let's see, also on the 29th, they'll be at the Left Hand Brewing Company in Longmont from 5 to 7:30 p.m. Nice late afternoon show there. Again, that's Kevin Dooley, Eric Drobny, and Steve Mullins. Boy, there's lots of Irish music going on the 29th. The Indulgers will be at the World Cellar Restaurant in Aurora on the 29th. And one more, Brian Clancy. Let's see, at the Irish Snug on East Colfax at Capitol Hill in Denver, also on the 29th at 8:30 p.m. So, lots of things to do coming up on the 29th. And let's see, and let's do one more announcement here, actually. Speaking of Celtic events, here's one way you can find out more about them.
Celtigale is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by the Celtic Connection. The Celtic Connection is a monthly newspaper for all people with an interest in Celtic news, music, language, culture, and tradition. For subscription information, visit CelticConnection.com or call 303-777-0502.
Yes, so we sure appreciate the support of the Celtic Connection, and if you want to find out information about all the concerts and music going on, I believe, yeah, that was the CelticConnection.com, I believe Carl was saying there in that announcement. So check it out to find all out about Celtic music going on in the area. And right now, let's us get back to some more Celtic music. More birds. We're going to do Ed Miller singing the Wild Geese. And then some other tunes and songs. Seems all with Blackbird in the title. But starting out here, Ed Miller, The Wild Geese.
Oh, tell me what was on your road, your roaring northern wind, as ye come blowing frae the land that's never frae my mind. My feet they travel England, but I'm dying for the north. My man, I saw the siller tides run up the Fathom forth. I win the kingdom weel and you, and find a fallen rise, and fain I'd feel the creeping mist on yonder shore that lies. But tell me, as ye pass them by, what saw ye on the way? My man, I rock the roving gulls that sail up in the tay. But saw ye Nathan Lee and Wind afore ye come to Fife? For there's muckle lying yon the tay that's mair to me nor life. My man, I swept the Angus braes that ye hadna trod for years. All wind, forgie a hameless loon that canna see. I saw the wild geese flee, a lang, lang skein of beaten wings with their heads toward the sea. And aye their crying voices trailed, I hid them on the air. All wind, hey mercy, had your wished, for I durna listen mair.
I am a young sailor, my story is sad. Though once I was carefree and a brave sailor lad, I courted a lassie by night and by day. Ah, but now she has left me and sailed far away. Oh, if I was a blackbird, could whistle and sing, I'd follow the vessel my true love sails in, and in the top rigging I would there build my nest, and I'd flutter my wings o'er her lily white breast. Or if I was a scholar and could handle the pen, one secret love letter to my true love I'd send, and I'd tell of my sorrow, my grief and my pain, since she's gone and left me in yon flowery glen. Oh, if I was a blackbird, could whistle and sing, I'd follow the vessel my true love sails in, and in the top rigging I would there build my nest, and I'd flutter my wings o'er her lily white breast. I sailed o'er the ocean, my fortune to seek, though I missed her caress and her kiss on my cheek. I returned and I told her my love was still warm, but she turned away lightly, and great was her scorn. Oh, if I was a blackbird, could whistle and sing, I'd follow the vessel my true love sails in, and in the top rigging I would there build my nest, and I'd flutter my wings o'er her lily white breast. By her fine ribbons to tie up her hair, I offer to marry and to stay by her side. But she says in the morning she sailed with the tide. Oh, if I was a blackbird, could whistle and sing, I'd follow the vessel my true love sails in, and in the top rigging I would there build my nest, and letter by wings o'er her lily white breast. My parents, they chide me and will not agree. Send that me and my false love married should never be. But let them deprive me, I'll let them do what they will. While there's breath in my body, she's the one that I love still. Oh, if I was a blackbird, could whistle and sing, I'd follow the vessel my true love sails in. And in the top rigging, I would there build my nest, and I'd flutter my wings o'er her lily white breast.
Background there, we're listening to the Bathy Band playing the Strayaway Child. And we started that set with Ed Miller singing the Wild Geese. That's from his CD called Never Frame My Mind. And then we heard the Blackbird tune, it's just called the Blackbird. And that's from the Bathy Band. The CD we're listening to, it's called Out of the Wind Into the Sun. And then we ended there with Silly Wizard singing If I Was a Blackbird. And let's see what the name of the CD is, Wild and Beautiful. And we heard If I Was a Blackbird. So my name's Leslie Lomas. It's been my pleasure to be here with you for Shelter Gale tonight. Right now it's 8 o'clock and you are listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver. 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and 93.7 FM in Nederland, and around the world online at kgnu.org. And right now, stay tuned for Musica Mundi.